Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, RJ Barrett had a career-high 28 points, and the Knicks matched their longest winning streak of the season at three games by beating the Warriors 119-104. Also, the Lakers topped the Bucks 113-106, and the Jazz bested the Pelicans 129-118. In women's college basketball, number 1 Louisville took down number 23 Syracuse 67-54, and number 3 UConn beat number 25 Tennessee 67-61. In the NHL, the Bruins scored four times in the third period before Jake DeBrusque delivered the lone shootout goal to give Boston a 5-4 triumph over the Flyers. Also, the Islanders ripped the Devils 4-1, the Canadiens skated over the Canucks 7-3, and the Lightning defeated the Blue Jackets in overtime 3-2 to continue their perfect start to the season. In college football news, Notre Dame's program is on NCAA probation until next January. The school admitted to recruiting violations in 2019 in which a now former assistant had an impermissible in-person meeting with one prospect and sent impermissible text messages to another. In the NFL, the Eagles will reportedly hire Nick Sirianni as their next head coach. Sirianni has served as the Colts' offensive coordinator since 2018. He worked under Indianapolis coach Frank Reich, who was offensive coordinator in Philadelphia when the Eagles won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. And the Steelers have signed former Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins to a futures contract, giving the 23-year-old a second chance after he flamed out in the nation's capital in less than two seasons. The 15th overall pick in the 2019 draft was ineffective on the field and a disruption off it, getting fined $40,000 and losing his captaincy for breaking COVID-19 rules by partying with several people without a mask. The signing comes as the Steelers await word on whether Ben Roethlisberger will return for an 18th season with the team. I'm Jesse King.